Good morning and welcome along to Clare FM's Farm Focus. It's James Mulhall with you here today. On this morning's programme, we'll be discussing cattle management with Teagasc, and we'll also be talking Brexit along with your market report from Ennis. But first, we'll take a quick look at the weather for the days ahead. So frost and ice will gradually clear from most areas this morning to leave a bright day with a mix of cloud and sunshine. Much of the country will hold dry, but there'll be some showers here in the west and a few of those may be wintry. We'll have top temperatures today of around 3 to 7 degrees. Another cold and frosty night tonight with some icy stretches on untreated surfaces. Dry for much of the night, but cloud will build from the west later. Patchy rain and sleet will clear eastwards on Sunday morning to leave sunny spells during the afternoon with highest temperatures of around 6 to 9 degrees. So perhaps not quite as sharp as it has been over the past few days, but you'll still need to stick your hat on if you are heading out and about this weekend. Now we'll get straight into our first interview of the day, where I'm joined on the line by Michael Nealon from Teagasc. Michael, good morning.
Morning, James.
So Michael, you're talking cattle management issues today. So to start off, the spring calving season is getting underway. So how should farmers be planning for this busy period?
I suppose, James, the real starting point for the calving season is the end of the last calving season and other calving seasons for that matter. And like, did you analyse what went right and what went wrong? And kind of have looked into, can what went wrong be prevented, if you like? So that would be really the starting point. But now, as I say, we are where we are, and we must plan from here on.
And what kind of plan would you have in mind?
Well, I suppose, you see, let's say if we take in relation to calving dates, you know, have cows been scanned, or what breeding records have you got, if you like, right? So, you know, when cows were put in calf, etc. And in other words, can we write down a list of expected calving dates? And if we can, it determines maybe when peak workload is arising and when heifers are calving and what might have twins, etc. You know, and that's important from a planning point of view to see what the workload is taking you. And we'll say vaccinations, for example. Are cows vaccinated against scour? You know, and in any walk of life, prevention is better than cure in monetary and in labour terms. And that's something to discuss with your vet, and it's not too late even as we speak, right? And, you know, there's a semi-checklist that one should nearly be going through in their mind. And are calving pens cleaned and disinfected? Are cow's tails clipped and potentially cleaned in that respect? Are dry cow minerals being fed to ensure we have easier calving and a livelier calf, if you like? Have you got frozen colostrum or bee stings at hand? Are calving cameras working, for example? Are calving sensors working if you use them? Some of the latest technologies. Have you ordered sufficient calf tags? So, like, there isn't a plan in place unless you're more or less ticking those boxes.
And what's important to bear in mind in relation to every calving and the newborn calf at this time of year?
I suppose any amount of things in many respects, but I suppose hygiene, you can think of it in many terms, but power wash and disinfect the calving pens after each calving and allow them to dry out if possible, and have plenty of straw bedding for calf comfort and absorption of other dangerous contamination and so on. Wear protective gloves when handling cows to protect, we'll say, the person and the animal. You could get infection or introduce infection, if you like. Safety is a big thing to have in mind around calving. Is there an adequate physical barrier, we'll say, established between the farmer and the freshly calved cow when tagging or treating or handling the calf? And the maternal instinct is to protect the calf, and some cows are quite dangerous for up to 3 weeks in this regard, and never turn your back on them. And like, there are more accidents around calving now in relation to livestock than any other type of livestock, we'd say. So these cows, if you like, if you have them, they need to be considered for slaughter, not passed on to somebody else. A secure calving gate is essential. All the usual equipment, we'll say calving jack and ropes and all the rest of are they in a state of readiness. A big one is, like we'll say, that the calf gets colostrum, ideally in the first hour or two of life, because all the antibodies and in relation to what they might encounter in the environment or any vaccinations that have been given, that's how they are passed on. You know, so and it's vital that it's in the first couple of hours of life that they receive the colostrum. And dipping the navel then is very, very important as well.
And what about a fodder budget then? Would it be wise to do one of those at the moment?
Yeah, well, I feel one should be done on a monthly basis, we'll say. In a cattle sense, like livestock are growing and consumption is increasing by the month. And the real issue is, like, are you likely to be short? Have you 4 or 5 weeks fodder supply over and above your normal turnout date? Because when you're short of fodder, it's just as bad as being short of money. You're kind of caught and you can't make the best decisions for what's around you in terms of with respect to managing the herd, we'll say. So if you are short, like, you know, consider buying meals and stretch out whatever existing supplies of silage that you have. Sell some saleable stock. You know, I mean, they've probably heard all this before, but to figure out what the saleable stock are, it's always wise to keep an eye on the marts. Some categories of stock are going better than others and so on. Buy fodder only if it's available at a reasonable price and the quality is satisfactory, but overwhelmingly we'd probably encourage the purchase of meals. And try and get some stock out to grass as soon as possible.
And in terms of getting them out to grass, then what would be important in terms of grassland management around now?
Well, there is grass out there at the moment, and ground conditions are better than people realise. All farms, we'll say, have some drier type land that dries out quickly. In these parts of the farm, if you like, it is important to try and get some priority stock out to grass and cut costs. And it's important that these fields get a blanket spread of a half a bag of urea. And also the remainder of the farm should get a half bag of urea when ground conditions become satisfactory. And the reason for this is to grow the existing grass further and have some nitrogen in place for the next rotation. So in summary, at the moment, is to try and get a half bag of urea out on the drier parts of the farm and get some priority stock out as well.
Okay, and from a business point of view then, is there anything worth doing at the moment?
Well, I suppose in our organisation, we'd be asking our clients for that to complete a profit monitor or its equivalent. And the profit monitor in particular, it shows whether you made a profit or a loss when you exclude or include the payments in the post. So, and the idea of doing it with excluding the payments in the post is, and then including them, is that is there much of the payments in the post being used to run the farm, if you like, that the income from that is used for to pay off some of the costs. And it's very difficult to improve a business if you haven't measured what's happening. And you know, if you are completing a profit monitor, you can compare your performance with published figures that the Chagas provide or previous figures for your own farm. And on another level, then, like, it gives you some idea of your potential tax liability later on in the year in October. And from a cash flow point of view, like, you can prepare for this.
Absolutely. There's plenty to bear in mind there, Michael. I will leave it there for this morning. Thanks a million for joining me.
Thank you, James, as well. All the best.
Michael Nealon from Chagas there will take a quick break now. Welcome back to Clare FM's Farm Focus. James Mulhall with you here, bringing you up until 10 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to take a look at the latest Brexit developments with Martin McMahon of the ICMSA. But first, with a market report from Ennis, here's Clare FM's Gavin Grace.
Thanks, James. Just over 400 lots on offer this past Thursday at Ennismart, as many entries were cancelled due to the weather forecast. Trade overall similar to last week in all rings, with a good run of customers about, some very good cull cows on offer. Quality a little more variable in the bullock ring today, but quality stock holding the best trade all round. An entry of aged bulls met fair demand and averaged 165 per kilo. Looking at some of the prices in more detail, bullocks, 2 Charlie Cross, 493 kilos, €1,240. 1 Limousin, 595 kilos, €1,415. 1 Aberdeen Angus Cross, 785 kilos, €1,685. 1 Limousin, 660 kilos, €1,485. To heifers, 1 Limousin Cross, 300 kilos, €855. 2 Limousin Cross, 452 kilos, €1,060. 1 Aberdeen Angus Cross, 630 kilos, €1,150. 1 Charlie Cross, 480 kilos, €1,190. And cull cows finally, 1 Charlie, 830 kilos, €1,470. 1 Aberdeen Angus, 740 kilos, €1,150. 1 Limousin, 690 kilos, €1,240. And 1 Frisian, 550 kilos, €660. James, back over to you.
Thanks, Gavin. Now, Brexit has been high on the agenda, not surprisingly, this week once again. And we're constantly hearing about how difficult it'll be for farmers. But Agriculture Minister Michael Creed did say yesterday that there will be some form of compensation for farmers in the event of a no deal to help them with price shocks. So yesterday I spoke to Martin McMahon, who is the Clear Chair of the ICMSA, to hear his thoughts on that.
Well, I suppose it's a help, James. But the thing about it is that farmers already have a lot of money lost because since the talk of Brexit, cattle prices have been falling, and in most cases people are taking at least €200 a head less for cattle since Brexit was talked about, and I don't know how people are going to make up that. So when the minister is talking about compensation, I think he'd want to be compensating straight away, because farmers are struggling with there's a huge cash flow problem in most farms at the present moment. And like last winter, you had a winter and a half, you had a real drought throughout the summer. There was a lot of fodder used and a lot of meal used throughout the summer, and we are now in the middle of another winter and a serious cash flow problem on most farms. So if the minister is talking about he'd want to be putting into action straight away.
So even without
a no deal Brexit, already cattle are back, and you ask anybody that has been selling anything, any cattle, whether it be to the factory or in mass, they're back at least 200 a head. So that's a huge loss to farmers facing into another year and trying to, you know, make silage and put out fertilizer and pay for meal. And the amount of cost, and costs never came back. Costs have actually increased. The price of meal has gone up €50 a ton. So I think there's a huge crisis starting to build up on farms. So the minister would want to be getting into action straight away.
So you think there's no use in waiting for a no deal to happen, that we need to be kind of prepared for that just in the event that it may happen?
Definitely. And even without a no deal, as I say, people are already taking €200 a head of a loss. So how is that going to be made up unless the minister is going to do it and he's going to get into action and be doing it straight away? Because it's no trouble to make it up. Anybody can make up the price they got for their cattle last year and the price they're getting at the present moment. We'll say cattle started to fall once the spring of last year was gone, and once all this talk of Brexit started to come in, the price of cattle started to come back, the factories pulled the price, and there's no way of making it up on either one way if the minister is prepared to do it, and he needs to be going to Brussels, and we need to be putting that package in place, because there's too much at stake. It's not just the farmers that's going to lose out here. The whole country is going to lose out, because the millers and the co-ops and the meat plants and the whole lot, everybody is going to be affected if the price of cattle falls back, because if it does, production won't be kept up, and production people will have to cut back in the amount of stock they have, and they'll have to reduce numbers. And if that does happen, the whole agricultural sector is going to be affected, and there's going to be a serious amount of jobs lost as well.
The minister's talked specifically about the beef sector, which he says is kind of the most at risk of the agri-food sectors. But do you think across the board in farming, regardless of whether you're a suckler farmer or not, that, you know, everyone is concerned at this present time?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Everybody is worried to know, are they going to be able to stay in business, or are they going to be put out of business? And when he says the beef sector, also the dairy sector, because the amount of cheddar cheese that was being sent to England was a huge amount, and it's going to be a huge loss to the dairy sector as well. So all sectors are going to be affected, because England was our most important market. Last year, we exported 298,000 tons of beef to England, and into the whole EU, we only exported 250,000 tons. So that means that England is actually taking 50,000 tons more beef from us than what actually the whole of the EU is taking.
And in the event of a no deal, what do you see happening, I suppose, if we can't protect that trade agreement?
Well, if we can't protect that trade agreement, I think the whole beef industry especially is definitely going to be wiped out, and there's going to be huge changes where you're going to see the amount of suckler cows reduced, and definitely there's going to be a huge problem as regards cash flow on Irish farms. And I suppose we, being exporting so much to England, we're going to be the hardest hit, and that's why I think the minister and the Taoiseach needs to be putting as much pressure as possible on Brussels to make sure that Ireland is covered, because if we are not protected, definitely the whole industry is definitely going to be seriously hit. And I think a lot of farmers will probably get out of production altogether, and the amount produced will definitely reduce, and that means the whole sector, jobs will be lost, and the whole sector is going to be affected. And I suppose I don't think that people realise the amount of jobs that's created through the agricultural sector. You have a huge amount of employment, as I said, between co-ops, meat plants, transport companies, transporting in meal, transporting out milk, transporting cattle, and transporting from meat plants. There's a huge amount of people employed in agriculture.
And just on a final note then, Martin, you're calling on the minister and the Taoiseach and the government generally to keep the pressure on. Are you happy with how they've handled it so far?
No, because up to sometime last year, we had live exports going to Turkey, and that Turkish trade is closed now, and nobody has seemed to bothered to try to get other markets to take cattle. You know, that live trade is fierce important to Ireland, especially for the quality weanlings that's produced along the West Coast, and especially here in County Clare. And we need a live export for those weanlings, and that should have been got. Not now, but it should have been already exported. And I don't know what they're waiting for, but definitely it's, you know, they should have been putting this into action, and they should be also looking for a compensation package. And because cattle are back 200 a head, the compensation package should be there already, and people should be getting it in the post, that the 200 euros that they're already short, that should be made up by the minister. He's talking about it, but talking is no use if people are short of the money to pay for their meal and pay for all the business that's incorporated in farming. That's no use talking about it. He needs it to put into action, and it should be there already, and the package should be done and dusted. And it's no use talking about if it's a no-deal Brexit. We are already affected by it. As I said, there's 200 euros ahead of a loss already.
Martin McMahon there. That's all we've got time for this morning, I'm afraid. If you do want to listen back to any of this morning's items, you'll find our podcast online from Monday afternoon. In the meantime, stay with us here on Clare FM. Country Corner's up next.
Farm Focus was sponsored by Munster Group. Munster Insurance and Financial Limited, trading as Munster Group, are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.